You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena Suri, how are you this morning?
Morena Rachel, I'm really well. Sun's out.
Sun's out.
Yeah.
Spring is springing.
Happy to be alive.
It's good to have you in the studio. And with a book in hand, what have you been reading?
Yeah, I've got with me an amazing collection of poetry called Rapture.
Nice.
It includes the work of 90 different performance artists. So I think it's really one of the first kind of collections that I've seen that, includes like people outside of the maybe like immediate writing world.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, and it's an Auckland University Press publication. They've done a really beautiful job. Poetry, I feel like, doesn't always get like the fancy treatment, but I think this is pretty lush, the book.
Oh, this is very nice. It's got a nice like semi-matte cover, which is very, very Christmas present vibes.
Exactly. Shout out to anyone looking for presents.
This is a beautiful book.
It's a beautiful book. And there's like some names that you'll already know, Auckland Uni's own Selena Tusitala-Marsh, Dominic Coey, which I feel like a lot of people will know, Simone Kaho. But then there's also lots of really great, I guess we would think of them as new up-and-comers, but young poets who've been in like the spoken word circuit for a long time, won lots of competitions. And it's really great to see like those poems, I think, on the page, because there's such a life to performance art. And I feel like whether it's funny, whether it's powerful, whether it's anecdotal, you have to capture your audience like so immediately, and you get that in these poems too, which is really cool.
So the editors on the side I saw are very steeped in the performance poetry community.
Yeah.
Who's put this book together?
Kerry Rudzinski and Grace Iwashita Taylor, exactly. They've both been on the circuit for I think at least 6 or 7 years. And this, I think, was like a real like letter of love to their community. Mm-hmm. It's not just full of like amazing poetry. It's also got like some really sort of intimate photos of their community as well.
So lovely.
Yeah, it's so lovely. And I was really lucky to go to the event on Saturday. It was such a warm turnout, and it really made me want to say like, for anyone, every age to go to poetry things, but I think if you're young, like New Zealand, we forget quite often that it really is a country that's steeped in this like incredibly rich poetry tradition.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, we have like, not only do we have a lot of artists, but we also have like really, really high quality poets in New Zealand. So if you ever see a poster for an event, don't look away.
Get into it.
I've actually got one poem in here it's a little bit of a nepo choice. It's a dear friend of mine, but I also think it's
gotta
like
be done.
Really funny. Gotta be done.
Gotta support your mates. I'd love to hear it. Who's this by?
So this is by Abby Irwin-Jones, who is amazing. She's won, I think she's like been runner-up and won like several national spoken word competitions. She's a coach for lots of the kids' team. And a law student, so she's... And a Kraken editor, so yeah, she
super
wears
busy.
Many hats. So this one by her is called Ladybird, and it's quite long, so I might just read an excerpt.
Awesome.
When you're a teenage girl with a winning combination of being antisocial and conventionally unattractive, you unlock the special skills of using comedy as a crutch and being able to orbit conversations to look like you're part of the group, without ever having to contribute. I've mastered the art of invisibility and adapting my personality. I cuff my jeans and tuck in my shirt, step into the open plan kitchen dining area of the 5-bedroom house in Mount Eden that smells like David Seymour and your parents' divorce papers.
That's so good.
And suddenly, I am just another one of those indie skater boys, leaning on the Italian marble kitchen island, chain-smoking cigarettes until he chokes on the name of his favourite band. But it doesn't matter, because you probably wouldn't have heard of them anyway. They're, like, pretty underground. I am not the quirky girl in a cotton-on rap skirt he is destined to go upstairs with, so I end the conversation with Tarantino's kind of problematic dude. Grab a Heineken and strike up a conversation with the nuclear family framed in the hallway. Victorian Villa Corridor Surrealist Art Gallery. I tell the photos of the private school kids that they are who I want to be when I grow down. Turn around and age backwards, Benjamin Button my way into ignorance, back into thick skin and idealism.
Oh, amazing. That's a fantastic poem. Very real. I'm sure a lot of people have felt that kitchen island situation.
Very, very real. So I think that gives you into a glimpse of some of it. Some of it is so clever and zeitgeisty and on the nose. Other ones are really funny. And then you've also got really powerful odes to ancestry in the art. In the poems of people like Tusiata Avia. So yeah, it's a real incredible collection. And I didn't read their poem out, but there's a young author on here who recently won a spoken word competition, and they spoke, I think everyone in the room was in tears when they read their poem about being trans and feeling that disconnect between not only them and them in their own body, between them and themselves, but also this kind of creeping disconnect between their new identity and everyone around them. Yeah, there's just a lot to really take in.
Amazing. Oh, it sounds like a fantastic collection. Remind us of the name.
Sure. It's Rapture, an anthology of performance poetry from Aotearoa, New Zealand. And you can get it at Time Out and all other good bookstores now.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Suri. We will see you soon.
Bye.
That was Loose Reads.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.